This is WRCT Pittsburgh.
The following is a production of WRCT Public Affairs.
We're taking off to the moon. Fasten your seatbelts. Let's go.
If you have comments or questions for the host, call us at 621-WRCT or 268-2883.
Oh, we have landed on the moon. I'm so excited. I see people. Must be the moon people.
The opinions expressed are solely those of the participants.
Atlanta in a pub down in Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A, Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a bathroom voice she said hello.
Welcome to WRCT Pittsburgh. It's 11:12 p.m. and this is Carnegie Mellon's fabulous radio station, 88.3 FM. This is the radio show Love Line, and tonight our special guest is Tasha. Tasha is a female illusionist who has a fabulous career, fabulous life story to tell us, and we can't wait to get started. I'd like to introduce my fabulous special hosts. I'll let you introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Pablo.
Hello, I am Fresh DJ Extra Crispy.
And I am Super DJ Illusionist. Our special guest tonight is, as I mentioned before, Tasha. And Tasha, I'll let you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself. And tell us, the first question I have is, what is a female illusionist?
Hello out there, this is Tasha Khan. And the response to your question is, what is female illusion? It's a man who tries to portray himself as a woman.
Interesting. So where do you get to express yourself in this way?
I do them at a variety of places. Pegasus, which is downtown on Liberty Avenue, Metropole, Heaven, Icon.
So you do some kind of nighttime show for people?
Like showgirl work.
Interesting. So if I were interested in seeing you perform, what would I be in for if I went downtown to see you perform? What do you do? Do you sing? Do you dance? Do you?
I lip sync. I dance. I do it all. I really do. It's just when you put on these different types of garments, clothes, pantyhose, whatever, you just like take on a new persona.
That's fabulous. So the persona of a female illusionist.
Yes, or somebody you're portraying.
The persona of the female itself, not right. Illusionist.
Yeah. Interesting. And so do you have a set of do you portray certain individuals?
Yes, I do. My most famous one is Whitney Houston.
Interesting.
But I do Grace Jones, Patti LaBelle, Janet Jackson, and Tina Turner.
When you do these women...
Wow.
What do you mean by when you say when you do Whitney Houston? You impersonate her? You act like her?
When I do Whitney Houston, I sometimes lip sync her songs or sometimes I sing them live. I put on my makeup and I try to look exactly like her, what she would wear, her lip movements, her body motions, and things like that.
So you have to actually study her?
Yes. It's just like Grace Jones. If I did Grace Jones, I would shave my head completely bald and, like, do something really bizarre. Like, glue hair on my head and, like, pull it off, use yellow paint and pour it all over my body.
Sounds fun.
Oh.
So
once you try it, it's fine.
So I'd like you to explain why we're talking about this in Love Line. There is a sexual component to this. You get a sexual pleasure out of this or something connected to some sexual being that you have inside?
It's not so much sexual. It's like when you have this on, you feel like a woman, you know, and you get these different responses from gay men, straight men, and it's very flattering. I mean, because I get a lot of straight men coming up to me, and I have to, like, push them off me because I'm like, excuse me, I'm a guy. I'm not a girl. Back up, you know.
That's fascinating. So you actually get straight men sexually attracted to you.
Yes. Yes.
That's incredible.
I mean, that's how much of the illusion that I put into it.
Wow. So when you're performing, you actually are convincing these men that you are a woman.
Right.
Wow.
I mean, it's hard to do, but once you've been doing it for a long period of time, it comes natural. So, and when I ran for Miss Pegasus, which is a title that I held in 1994, I was doing Whitney Houston, of course. And, I mean, this man, like, literally walked up on stage. I was like, okay, you're supposed to be a man, but I don't see no man parts. So,
for those out in Radio Land, he was making these motions, or she was making, Tasha was making these motions with her hands. What were those motions? What was going on stage?
He was fondling me.
Hmm. Oh, my.
In certain spots.
He was fondling you, and he was saying that you didn't have any male parts.
Right. But I do.
This may be premature, perhaps it's too early, but where do you put your male attributes when you do the illusion?
Well, I mean, I can sum that up in like short words or long words. We can go into a long discussion.
You have to avoid seven words, but other than that.
I know.
yeah.
Well, me, I would... I would stick it like between my legs and put a couple pair of pantyhose on and then duct tape it so it's like actually gone.
That must hurt when you dance around, and it's probably...
It does hurt, but once you're used to it, it's like you have that woman part, so it's like gone.
So I'm a little slow here. So the idea is that you're actually taking your genitals and your penis and duct taping them, or
yes,
pressing them against your body,
duct
or between between your legs, so that you have kind of a smooth surface there.
Right. there's a couple performers who, I mean, they're taking female hormones, which they don't have much left. They'll take it and they'll stick it up in the little hole where their pelvic is, and it's gone.
Oh my! So actually, you're saying that female hormones actually help shrink the male member? Is that what you're saying? Oh, I had no idea.
Dr. Jelovich would be interested to know this, actually.
Interesting.
But so what hole is this in the pelvis?
The pelvic area where there's a hole. If you feel there's like a hole there.
We're all feeling in the studio right now.
There's like a hole there.
There's a break in the bone, a gap, really.
Right. I see.
And you push your.
You can say penis.
No, not your penis, but your
two things.
Your testicles.
Your testicles.
Yeah. You push them up there, and then
you push
your penis up there.
Are you serious?
To seal the deal.
Right.
You push it into some sort of cavity inside your body?
Right.
That's incredible.
Holy moly.
And that gives you the woman attribute.
Is that painful?
Yes.
Yeah, I imagine it.
Ah!
No matter how many... estrogens you're taking.
If anybody's out there interested and they're sitting home, do not try it at home.
But do call us if you're interested. what are the phone numbers, Dr. Ilushin?
Well, the WRCT studios are available at country code 1, area code 412-621-WRCT, or if you're on campus, 268-WRCT.
For those people outside the U.S. and Canada, we should say that WRCT stands for 9728.
So please do call. We've been getting voluminous reader email and reader personal mail. Reader, whatever. And please do call and share with us your ideas and comments and thoughts, because we're very interested.
I'm calling right now to talk about all this illusion things that we're talking about. So I have a little tiny, tiny confession to make. But when I was growing up, I was very interested in... I'm straight, and I was very interested in what... girls looked like. And I would do exactly what you do, I guess, every night, except I didn't use duct tape. I used cellophane, the transparent tape, instead. I was a young boy. So it was possible to do it.
Well, I've tried plastic wrap also when I've done Grace Jones. And, I mean, I completely wrapped my body with saran wrap and wore nothing but a G-string.
I'm completely fascinated by this. Juan, you said that as a child you actually tried to suppress your male penis.
No, not suppress it.
Were you sneaking into the girls' bathroom? What was up with that?
No, I was in front of a mirror and I wanted to imagine, as part of my masturbatory illusions, I guess, or dreams, that I was in front of a girl. And I had no idea what a girl looked like naked, and I wanted to try to guess. It was a curiosity exploration thing.
And how old were you?
Oh, probably 12 or something. Like that, or 13. Or
something. I started at an early age, too. So.
I hadn't started yet, if you know. And that was the whole point.
Okay.
So I can understand it completely, but it hurt a hell of a lot, even though at 12, organs are pretty small and docile.
Oh, so you were trying to tape them down or tuck them away?
Just to be able, so that I could see for 5 minutes what a girl might look like, which was me with the penis tucked into my legs, in between my legs.
But you didn't have no breast either, so...
Well, but maybe girls didn't have that large breasts anyway then, so...
Some did. Where I was growing up, they did.
I find this utterly fascinating. So I think that beyond tucking away the male genitalia, are there any other kind of things you have to do in order to impersonate or create the illusion of a female?
Yeah. Okay, well, I would press my skin together up by my chest,
right,
to give myself the illusion of having a breast. And I would have that, I have the cleavage, and then you would put in like little falsies and push them up under, and it makes you look like you have breasts.
Sort of like the Wonder Bra,
right,
for example.
Right.
Wonder Bra.
How do you develop those female? Is that muscular tissue, or is that fatty tissue, or how do you develop
that? Because I was fat once.
Yeah, muscular is too well defined, I guess.
I'm not Grace Jones anymore, so I don't have that body. And then, like I said, it's with the makeup, and, I mean, there's different things. If you're a very skinny person, you have to use hip pads, which you would take cushion foam and make it into an oval shape and put it down by your hips through the pantyhose and give you that curve.
You, I'm sorry, I'm a little behind. You said that you wore nothing but a G-string once, mm-hmm. and you still look like a woman?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of visualize that.
If I shaved right now
uh-huh.
and just put on lipstick and a little bit of eyeliner, and I would still look like a female.
Is that because of your movements and the look, or...?
It's because I have a lot of feminine characteristics in my facial features.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't even really have to put on that much makeup after I shave mm-hmm. to have that feminine look.
Can you look at me for a second?
Do you put on some kind of wig or some kind of...
Yes, I use wigs and hair pieces and extensions.
Interesting.
And, I mean, it's all... It's different. It's very different.
Well, I must say that if I try to imagine you like a woman, then I probably could, but I don't see a especially female features in your face. I mean,
it's dark in here.
I see.
Turn the lights up.
Well, that's the way I see most women. But, you know, same as with the two other people in the studio. I could imagine them as women if I tried, but...
Well, no.
I think a lot of it is in your art and how you move.
It's
and
in our art. It's basically your facial features. If you have high cheekbones, you can probably pull it off. If you have slanted eyes or narrow eyes, you can probably pass. But if you have such a cut, broad face, I mean, you would be able to tell that you're a man if you have on makeup.
I see.
So how complete is the illusion? I mean, do people actually, if you were totally decked out and got your makeup, got your outfit,
mm-hmm.
could you pass
as a woman?
For a woman?
Yes.
Yes. And have you?
Well, she has.
Have you done that? In fact,
apparently,
have you gone to?
I've done it. I've met.
Gone on dates
men.
Or gone out
yes.
to the town and just completely passed.
You've gone on a date as a woman.
Yes.
Tell us about that. Why did you do that?
It was a dare.
A dare.
Somebody didn't think that I could pass as a woman, and I did. We went to Lamont up in Mount Washington.
Tell us something about the guy, if you don't mind.
I can't tell you his name, but...
Of course.
He was a wealthy man, and he was so, like, amazed at what I look like as a woman, and he says, I don't think you could pull it off during the daytime.
Oh, so your date knew that you were a man.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And the response we got when we entered Lamont was, excuse me, ma'am, how many? And I said, for two. I mean, just using my regular voice as I am now. And I said, for two. And through the whole course of the dinner, they did not know that I was a man.
So you're sure that they had no idea that you were a man? I mean, imagine... I've seen drag queens in restaurants and so on, and I've been polite and not...
Well, I mean, I can tell you, I said something at the end of the dinner to where our waitress dropped the money tray.
What did you say?
I said, excuse me, ma'am, can you tell me where the men's room is?
Excuse me, ma'am, I have a penis.
And she just looked at me, I was just like... And she was like all flushed and dropped the tray.
That is incredibly fascinating.
Yeah.
So can you tell me, are there men in society who enjoy taking out, I don't know what label to call you, transvestite?
Female illusionist. I mean, I'm not a drag queen. I'm not a transsexual. I'm not transgender or any of those sorts. I mean.
Are there people who like to be called drag queens? Is it a derogatory term for everybody?
For most people, it is, yeah.
For most people, okay.
Because what we do, we get on stage, and it's, to me, it's a form of art. I mean, we're doing this to portray a woman. That's why we do this. I mean, there's some people out there who do it and work the streets or things like that, but other than that...
So a drag queen is somebody who also works the streets, or
right.
Yes, that's the image. I see. Yeah. I never knew that.
I wouldn't even so much call somebody who is a club kid or mm-hmm. somebody who's into that gothic look. I wouldn't say that they're a drag queen because that's something totally different.
I mean,
now, does a drag queen have to be gay? Is that a requirement?
No.
No.
So there are many straight drag queens that
yes.
you know of?
Yeah. Which meaning of drag queen are we talking about now? The one that does the streets or the illusionist?
Well, I don't even know what doing the streets mean. Is that prostitution?
That's prostitution.
Okay.
Now there are, drag queens when they just like to dress in women's clothes.
Uh-huh.
And they don't shave.
So they're not that convincing.
Well, that's me every Halloween, but I guess I don't do it all the time.
But you weren't convincing, Juan.
Well, that wasn't the point, and maybe it's not the point with these people.
I mean, like I said, there's people, like if they go to a large pageant, some men will go and they will still have the shadow, wear glasses, but they don't wear that much makeup, and it's just because they enjoy wearing the women's pantyhose and wigs.
So then they don't get off in the illusion as you do, they get off in something else.
Like they get off on totally... That's probably a sexual arousal for them.
Now, you said a pageant. Now, what is a pageant? Are there are pageants that go on regularly?
Or? Yes. There's several pageants here in Pittsburgh, such as Miss Blue Rivers, Miss Pegasus, Miss Pittsburgh, Miss Tri-State, Miss Metropolitan Continental.
Look at that last one. I believe Juan was the winner of Miss Metropolitan Continental a few years ago. Is that right?
No, I didn't enter. I got there too late. And
he was disqualified.
We have the Mr. Pittsburgh pageants also.
Mr. Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Is that women portraying themselves as men, or am I missing the point there?
Men portraying men if they can. I mean, that's on the
What does that mean?
Portraying men if they can.
Well, no, I mean, there's gay men out there who... who are, very flamboyant, and then there are men out there who are gay who are very masculine.
Oh, I see. So
it's for gay men.
Right.
Okay.
That leaves you out one.
Yeah, well...
Well, maybe you can be in a drag pageant.
For the sake of a prize, I might change my orientation.
Or you could be in a drag pageant.
So, Juan, let me ask you, if you met a very sexually attractive female who turned out to be physiologically male...
Physiologically.
But in every outward respect was a female, would you be... And you were very attracted, had a great time, danced, whatever, and then got to the bedroom and found out that she was actually physically male, what would you do?
I don't know. This topic has fascinated me since long before The Crying Game came out. because are we attracted to people because of their makeup and their skirts and all that, or for something else? And I don't know. It hasn't happened to me, so I guess I don't know yet.
Well, what if I go in the other room and change real quick?
Well, but now I know. I expect it.
But see, you still don't know what I look like.
Interesting.
You're seeing me as a male right now. You don't know what I look like with makeup on.
That's true.
I would probably be attracted to you, but I wonder if I would be attracted in the primal way that I'm sometimes attracted to women.
Okay.
I don't know. And, of course, in this situation, I would know. I would know that something was going on.
We would have to bring you into the studio as a woman.
I would have
and to, use a different name.
I would have to see you or maybe somebody else. I don't know how to run this experiment in a controlled manner. I really don't know. But I've often wondered about all this, about whether attraction is appearance or superficial or not.
I mean, that's what I get from a lot of men. I mean, when they see a beautiful woman walking down the street, what are they looking at?
Right.
Are they looking at the makeup, the clothes, or are they just looking at the outer shell? What if that woman, there is such thing now as skin that you can use latex that look like real
skin,
right?
Uh-huh.
And
that looks like what?
Real
breasts.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Okay.
So someone could put this appendage kind of on them, right. And then they would appear to have female breasts.
Right. And is it that men are looking at their breasts, or are they looking through to try to meet that person? What is a straight man looking for?
I guess you got to watch their eyes.
Sometimes you can't even tell by the eyes.
I think it's probably a lot of it has to do with emotion.
I don't know. Maybe.
For me, it is.
Okay. So you've often walked down the street in drag?
After a show.
Not normally, right, but after a show.
Right.
After a show. And that does that give you a kind of a thrill in a way? A kind of, I don't know. How does that feel to you?
It makes me, it just it makes me wonder what a man is looking at. If I can walk down the street and have at least six or seven guys' heads turn saying, wow, that babe is hot.
Yeah.
I mean, just to hear that
word. Do people talk to you?
Mm-hmm. They try to get my number. They say, oh, babe, can I have your digits? I'm like, if you only knew.
If you only knew about my primary digit.
Right.
And that, of course, just makes them more interested.
Well, a lot of people, it really do.
Right.
I mean, I get that even if I'm doing just a benefit show or something like that, where a man will walk up to me and say, my, you are gorgeous. I mean, like, can I take you out? I mean, and I have to stop myself and say, excuse me, I'm a man. And sometimes they don't believe that.
In that extra deep voice.
Yeah,
right?
In that extra deep voice. And sometimes they still don't believe that, to where I would have to say, okay, follow me to the bathroom.
Right.
And I'd have to pull the duct tape away a little bit and show them, I have the same thing you have. I mean, and some are still fascinated. Some say, okay, let me just, like, exit here.
So this is certainly something not very flattering to men in general. But I wonder if you could do, but in a sense, I guess, it's easy, and I mean this in a good way. It's easy to portray a woman by exaggerating the dress and motion of a woman. And of course, you pick women who do that very well. All those people you mentioned.
Except for the body, right.
Right. Except for the body, but, right, you can move like Whitney Houston or Tina Turner.
And dance like Janet Jackson. And
which is very difficult to do, but in a sense, it helps you a lot. These men know that those women are women, and
right,
they see you doing things that are very exaggerated in the same way.
And then they're like turned on by that.
How about, have you ever taken a challenge of trying to look like a regular woman, like a grad student, a female grad student, for example, wearing almost manly clothes and still seeing if you can be a woman?
I've done Victoria before.
Victoria. I'm not familiar with that. Is that a movie?
It's a movie with Julie Andrews portraying a man and also portraying a drag queen.
And it worked.
It worked.
Okay. I think I want to know where the shows are going on. I'd like to go see one.
I'm having a couple of shows. I'm having one on August 24th, which is at Heaven.
That's the place downtown in 6th?
On 6th Avenue, right, uh-huh. 6th Street. Then on the 27th, I'm in a pageant called Miss Three Rivers at Pegasus.
Uh-huh. Pegasus is on Liberty Avenue, is that
yes.
right? On a basement somewhere
mm-hmm.
there?
Mm-hmm. And I'm also having another show at Pegasus, which is next Wednesday at Pegasus. And, I mean, I'll probably be doing Tina Turner or Whitney Houston. I may even be doing Grace Jones, shaving my hair off because somebody wants to see me do Grace Jones.
But this time you're not going to shave it off. Oh, yeah, you did. You said you would.
Yes, I will.
That will be the last act, I suppose. No. The other acts are hiding all that stuff, so it doesn't matter. I apologize. Short circuit in my head, yeah. Yeah, so, okay, so what are the dates again? I forgot. The 27th is Pegasus, and what was the first one at the Heaven?
Heaven is on the 24th. It's
24th.
On a Sunday.
Okay.
Right.
How long does it take you to prepare for one of those?
Okay, when I first started, it took me 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I've mastered it, it only takes me 45 minutes to an hour.
Hmm.
With the duct tape and everything. You just pull it, tape it, and it's gone.
Wow. I'm actually completely fascinated by the whole thing, and I would like to ask how this all got started. What made you think that you wanted to have this kind of lifestyle, or what made you think that you wanted to be this kind of person?
Well, see, I didn't. I was always like the bad person helping my drag mother or other friends who did drag.
Your drag mother?
Right.
Wait a minute. What is a drag mother?
A drag mother is somebody who initially helps you in the beginning. You know, helps
you. So it's like your mentor.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is this like Paris is Burning? Are you in a drag house? Are you in like
a
house?
Now I am. And the house is called the House of Opulence.
Oh my! So Tasha from the House of Opulence.
Fantastic,
right? Gee whiz.
Tasha Khan from the House of Opulence. Okay, right. Fabulous.
And our drag mother, my new drag mother's name is Dame Fifi Damian de Opulence.
All right.
And she is like the mother of all mothers. I mean, even though we started together. She started in Morgantown, West Virginia, with two other girls named Lolita and Vita. Wow. You get these names by different, like, labels, like Lolita Cheese and, like, Lolita. I don't know what Lolita stands for, but...
So did you choose your own name, or was that given to you?
It was given to me.
By whom?
My drag mother. Her name is Tafe English, which now she lives in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave it to me because I had this, like, really, really nasty big red wig. And I looked like Chaka Khan.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I said, I don't like Chaka Khan. Well, we were both always fascinated with the dance movements of Janet Jackson's dancers. And there was a girl by the name of Watasha. Excuse me. And we took off the woof from Tasha into Hatasha. And they said, okay... That wig is ugly. It's horrible. She looks like Chaka Khan. We'll take off Chaka and give her Khan. And came up with Tasha Khan.
So your full name, your full legal name, as it were, is Tasha Khan de Opulence. Right. Or, all right.
Excellent.
Now does the de Opulence family, do you have, like, health benefits from that dental plan?
No, we don't. It's a house. And what the house is, it helps you. I mean, these people back you on, like, maybe you need a prop design, or you're doing a benefit to raise money to buy an evening gown, or, you know, they're in your number, or they're going to do extra numbers for you.
Well, I also imagine it's kind of hard to learn how to, all the tricks of the trade, which neither women nor men would know. Is that right? It's not hard?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I mean, he asked me a question earlier before we even started on how was I able to walk in 6-inch stilettos.
Uh-huh.
And
this was a natural thing for you?
Natural. Like I told him, I said, well, maybe it was like me, like, playing my mother's, like, shoes or her dresses and things like that when she wasn't home.
So did you do that as a youngster? Did you find yourself interested in your...
I found myself just interested in some of the girl things, like doing chairs on the side, doing splits. Thinking I was Wonder Woman or Superwoman, you know.
Were you interested in the clothes themselves?
Yeah.
The female clothes?
Because they were better looking than the men clothes.
Well, and better texture usually, that's the main difference,
I
think.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't feel like wearing wrestlers all the time. I mean, I wanted to feel some silk and, you know, sheer, and now I'm able to do it.
Yeah. Great. So if I was a young, budding female illusionist, where would I turn to? Where would I go to talk to somebody?
You would either talk to people who have been in the business for a long time.
So it would be going to Pegasus on one of these nights would be the right thing
Pegasus
to do?
Pegasus have been like the foreground for all female shows, female impersonator shows. And... I mean, there's certain people you can talk to, such as Vanna, myself, Sterling. I mean, certain people who have done all these shows for a long time.
Is there a lot of competition in this work? I mean, I was actually, I'd be a little bit personally afraid that, you know, all these other sort of bitchy drag queens would scratch my eyes out if I was trying to...
No, believe me. I've got that at the beginning when I was Miss Pegasus. I had a show. It was called Tasha's Falling Stars. And, I mean, I was very ruthless. Very, very ruthless. And, I mean, I had everybody's names on the star. And, I mean, I've even had my own drag mother's name on the star.
Mm-hmm.
And I've, like, stomped on them, like, threw them in the air...
This is all during your act.
Right, this is all during my act. And when the act was over, I had every dagger from each queen, like, coming at me. And I'm like, if you can't take the heat, get out the kitchen.
So you were
calling up to light that these were not exactly great performances anymore. But see, is that what you were saying?
That's basically what I was saying, but it was only in a joking gesture.
But these were people who were currently performing.
Right, and I mean...
And you were kind of lampooning them, making right. fun of them.
Right. And, I mean, it was only out of fun. Mm-hmm. I mean...
They seem to have taken it wrong with them.
Right. I like just one girl. Her name is Vanna. I mean, we're very good friends. I mean, she had this hair. I mean, she had a hair wig for every outfit she had. Well, this one particular wig just didn't suit me. I mean, it looked like a pine tree on the top of her head. Well, I mean, I said, well, we can, I said, we won't call her Vanna no more. We'll call her Weaver. The woman with multi wigs and a wig that looked like a pine tree on her head. And she got really, really nasty with me. And I told her, I said, honey, I'm a bitch with a knife, honey. And I will cut you.
Oh, my.
Actually, we were talking earlier about that is your reputation. You're a drag queen with a knife and a twitch. I believe that was the way you were described. Yes. Is that right?
Yes. I get the habit to where, I mean, I'm not out to hurt anybody. But if you, like, piss me off the right way, I'll pick up a knife, and I do have a serious twitch after I've had too many cocktails.
So a little bit dangerous.
Yes, so don't piss me off.
And since you don't know what she looks like, it may be any female illusionist you
any
find,
woman
or drag queen might be him, so watch out. Don't abuse anybody of that.
I'd like to take a moment to encourage our listeners to call us, please, at country code 1, area code 412-621-9728, 268-9728. The 9728, of course, stands for WRCT.
And we're talking to Tasha Kang, the opulent, is that correct?
The opulent.
The opulent, and, oh, D-S in French, D-E, yeah. The opulent.
D, you know, apostrophe.
We're talking to Tasha Kang, the opulent, so and...
you said, it sounds like you're saying Trash Can, and I don't like that.
Trash Can?
Oh, I apologize.
It's okay, it's quite all right. I've got that name.
Watch out for,
Tasha.
Watch out for the knife and the twitch. People have called you Trash Can. People are cold
in
this business.
Brutal.
It's okay, because, I mean, it was only a joking gesture, because I've done three bad things in my days where... They could say, oh, you were being trashy, things like that, but other than that...
What did you do that was trashy?
Do I really have to go into that?
You don't if you don't want to, but...
I will. Hey, why not? My life's an open book.
That's the spirit. Not a girl.
Well, I had just won Miss Pegasus, and, well, one of my coworkers was, I mean, very good-looking guy. And he told me he had just broken up with his friend, and we were out on the night having drinks, and I think we got a little bit carried away, and we found ourselves in the ladies' bathroom. I think you can interpret...
Was he in drag also?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't in drag either.
Okay.
It just...
How do you find yourself in a ladies' bathroom?
It just
You walk into it, I think.
Or you stumble into it.
I see.
Interesting.
You know... And I think you can read into what goes on into...
You were having sex inside the ladies' bathroom?
Well, not having sex. I mean, don't say it like that. I mean,
you were caressing each other.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a romantic moment.
It's a romantic moment in the ladies' bathroom.
Yes. It was quite fun, but, I mean, it turned into something bad, so...
Why?
Because the person's boyfriend came back from out of town, and... I didn't realize that they were still together, and it turned into something really big, and we didn't speak for a long time.
Well, this sort of thing goes on all the time in the straight world as well, and nobody thinks it's so bad, right? You didn't know, and it wasn't so
bad. Well, it happens. I mean, I've even found myself in drag in a ladies' bathroom, but not out of those.
Uh-huh. At least you could go into a stall and hide your tape away.
Yes. And make sure that the tuck didn't fall.
Right. So it's come up that you are gay now.
Yes, I am.
This doesn't necessarily go together with being a female illusionist.
Yes, it does.
It does?
Yes. Most female illusionists are gay.
But not all.
But not all.
There's certainly a pleasure you can get out of impersonating a woman that doesn't require that you're gay. Is that correct?
Right.
That's the way I'm imagining
it. Right. Well, there's some men out there who do it just for the sheer pleasure of putting pantyhose on. They like that sheer feeling against their body. It gives them a type of an erection.
Well, I understand that. But how about the pleasure of deception?
Juan, are you wearing hose right now?
No, I'm not, and I've only done it once. But it was very pleasant, and I did get an erection. Might have something to do with the other things that were going on.
Well, see, when I use duct tape, I don't get an erection.
I hope you don't. I hope you don't, because it might hurt. But
double pain.
Yeah, so there's a pleasure I imagine some people might get out of the complete deception, out of the successful deception, too.
It's like, I don't know how you would put this. I don't know. But, I mean, there are some men out there who just find it fascinating, and, I mean, they want that domineering, whether it's an illusionist or a drag queen.
Right.
I mean, some men are into bondage, and they want a female impersonator to do that.
To do that to them.
Right. And they may not even be gay.
They want somebody who's strong.
Right.
I see.
And I'm completely fascinated. I mean, if you don't mind us talking about your intimate sexual life a little bit, I mean, it seems like, are there men out there who are interested in going out with someone who appears to be a woman but actually perhaps is not physically a woman?
Right.
I mean, you've mentioned earlier that you have men approach you that said, you know, you are
so beautiful,
feminine.
Right.
They must know at some level in their mind that you're actually physically a man.
They block it out.
And so has this happened a lot to you, and how far has it gone? And when they find out, I mean, at some point, it becomes evident that you've got the man's equipment rather than the woman.
When the tape comes off, the truth be known.
But sometimes the tape don't come off.
Well, there you go.
So that's a very interesting question. Can you actually, like in the crying game, for example, can you actually have a complete sexual experience without the man ever knowing?
Yes.
Now, that's very interesting to me.
How does that work?
Well, you can still leave the stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
And do other things to a man that totally arouses him.
Right. So, I mean, oral sex is very obvious to me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess also perhaps anal sex, is that a possibility there? And so they think they're having anal sex with a woman, and they still have no idea?
They have no idea. They can be rubbing, and, I mean, if you're using the duct tape the right way, it almost feels like the person has
a nana
or whatever you want to call it.
No, that's some sort of technical term I'm not familiar with.
it's the woman's part.
I see.
So
that's completely fascinating. So, I mean, does that mean you have to remain partially clothed or keep your little panties on, or if you get totally naked? I mean, I would be suspicious if someone had duct tape.
or like I said, like there are female impersonators who are able to tuck it up into that cavity.
That is totally fascinating. They just somehow push it inside their body somehow, and it's all kind of tucked away.
I still haven't found this cavity.
Everybody has one.
You just push the little parts up there. And
how far down or up is it?
Isn't it kind of just where the thing is?
Okay, where your penises.
Okay, I'm feeling my...
Okay, you go back to the shaft.
Oh, my God.
Do you feel that cavity?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I see where it is.
It's a gaping hole.
It's a tiny hole.
And you stick your two little testicles up there, and then you pop your penis up in there.
Oh, this can't really be true. I don't have
How can
hole.
You do that?
Have you seen this?
Yes.
I don't have this hole.
There's no such hole. So at that point, you know, from that limited perspective, it looks like a woman.
Right.
No.
That is out of control.
Yes. Because when you push it, you still have hair down there. So
it kind of
hides it, right?
Yeah, it makes, wow.
So that happens.
Under dim lighting, I guess.
So, I mean, you couldn't have intercourse there unless you were incredible, but...
The pain. the pain.
I'm so confused. I don't have this hole.
You do have the hole.
Every man has a hole, very close to the chef.
But we're not going to show you where it is.
Where the amount of Venus of a woman would be. That's where it is.
Amount of Venus.
Yeah.
Look, you're talking to him. He doesn't know what you're talking about.
I don't go that way.
Would you like me to show you?
Yeah, I would actually.
No, I'm not allowed to do that.
All right, we'll have a little bit of demonstration later. Well,
so there are several people talking and some other people making comments at the studio, and one of them is a woman. Well, first of all, I would like to encourage people to call and actually go in the air. The numbers are 621-9728, country code 1, area code 412. But the comment was that most women hate to wear pantyhose, so why do we like it? And they're uncomfortable, aren't they?
Yes, they are, especially when you have a lot of hair on your legs, which I really don't have much hair. So it doesn't bother me.
Is that the only source of discomfort? They are tight, right? They are, no?
You buy a queen size.
Oh, queen size, or of course, really? Of course. Yeah.
Do you buy them to fit, not to, like, cut off the circulation? I mean, you have to have that smooth looking, the appearance of natural lady legs. I mean, if you don't have that look, if you have, like, bags in your stockings, I'll say, ooh, what's wrong with her? Doesn't she know how to put pantyhose on? You know, that doesn't look appealing. That doesn't look sexy.
Right.
I mean, you have to give the man what they want to see.
What do you mean if they have bags? I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Like, okay, there's some women who don't know how to wear pantyhose.
Uh-huh.
You know, and
they're like saggy on one side,
right,
or something.
Right, they're saggy. You know, if you're a perfect female impersonator, you have to give them what the man wants to look at. And that's what we're out there saying, or what we're doing. We're giving a man something to look at. We're trying to be that woman.
So a man wants to look at something smooth and sheer.
Right.
But
that's what turns most men on.
An extra large.
Does that turn you on?
Yeah. Okay. There are other things that turn me on more.
Right.
But
I mean, if you saw a woman in a nice sheer negligee with nice silky soft legs, wouldn't that turn you on?
I believe we have a caller, by the way.
Okay. Hello. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello. What's your name?
Maui.
Maui?
Yeah.
Hi, Maui.
Hi, Maui. I think you may have your radio receiver turned a little bit too loud. We're getting some feedback. Could you turn it down?
Okay.
Thank you.
Is that better?
Yeah, we'll find out in 6 seconds or so. Thanks. Okay, so go ahead. You have a question or a comment?
My question is more so regarding to, I heard that he said something about some experiences with men sexually.
Who? He? She? Tasha?
Tasha.
Uh-huh.
Now, has she had any experiences with females? And I guess do some of the drag queens experience that, in a sense, to have a homosexual, to have a lesbian come up to them, and how would they react?
Yes, I have. And, I mean, I would tell them, plainly simply, that I am gay, I'm a female illusionist, and no, I do not practice sex with a woman.
Okay, I was just wondering, because... I mean, no idea. I guess if I would ever do something like that, would be maybe to experiment something like that also. So.
What makes you think that?
I mean, I've had lesbians come up to me while I'm in my alter ego and tell me that I am beautiful. They want to take me home and just do what they do best.
Uh-huh.
And I would tell them, I'm sorry, I'm just not that type of woman.
Okay.
So, what made you ask that question? Do you think that it would be a likely thing? That
Well, most of it, you guys were asking, you know, what type of people are interested in doing this and dressing, and, you know, I just thought it's a fantasy, you know, I mean, maybe, you know, most men are interested in two women, seeing two women at one time, and maybe...
Right. And maybe you could be one of the two women.
But see, maybe if you decided to dress up,
uh-huh,
and you go somewhere where there are a lot of women, maybe you just maybe turned on, and maybe the woman maybe will accept it to say, okay, hey, this is a female illusionist or a drag queen, and you may actually end up having sex, so you never know.
Okay.
Thanks for your question, Maui.
All right, no problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So the phone numbers are 621-9728. The country code is 1, and the area code is 412. And please do call, follow the example of Maui. We're talking to, I'm going to try to say it right now, Tasha Khan. Tasha Khan.
Tasha Khan.
De Opulence.
Thank you.
She's a female illusionist. She impersonates women very successfully in the local Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania scene.
I would actually also like to mention for our cyberspace visitors, we have the Loveline website available at the URL. The so-called URL is http://www. No, excuse
start
me.
Start again. http://loveline.wrct.org.
That is ORG.
Stands for orgasm.
Or. Organic.
And you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, and it's a few minutes before the time of midnight. Okay. So we're done with the announcements. We can progress now, I think.
I'm still a little bit confused about your underlying motivation. Do you want to be a woman? Is that your ultimate dream?
No. My dream is to pull off and look as much like a woman as I can. I mean, I want people to look at me and say, is that a woman or is that a man? It's just like RuPaul. For a long time, people thought RuPaul was a woman.
Who is this?
RuPaul. But RuPaul is very tall. And RuPaul looks like a woman, but she is a man.
So the pleasure you get out of this is...
It's like...
The deception.
The deception.
And...
Deceiving men.
Okay.
I mean, because there are men out there who are just think that they are just so macho that they can pick up any woman.
I see.
And I mean, I've put on close to nothing, and I mean, I've had hits turn. I mean, I have these two sheer outfits to where I will wear a pair of black pantyhose.
Right.
I mean, a pair of black underwear and a black bra.
And the G7 outfit. Before, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
the G7, the G-string.
Oh, yeah.
And
just tease these men. And then whenever they say something to me, I'll say, ha, I got you. I'm a guy.
So maybe
got
it's
you,
a
babe.
Way of showing up straight men to,
right.
to show them
their egos.
In the most stupid light. Which, mm-hmm. Right.
Now, there you go. I was just checking the WRCT sexual database. And RuPaul is a straight man, right? I mean, RuPaul is not...
Supposedly.
Interesting.
I mean, if she can suck face with Dennis Rodman on national television, that will tell you something.
Interesting.
Well, I don't know if that says anything, actually.
Well,
Dennis Rodman doing X with Y doesn't really say anything about
Well, it doesn't, but would you kiss Dennis Rodman on television?
Probably
if
not.
You
would actually.
You would kiss Dennis Rodman.
Would I? Probably
yes.
not.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless, but if I was looking for a job and I was looking for some publicity and there's no negative publicity, I might. Right?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
Mm-mm. See, what I'm doing
you're
is just fine.
You're a woman of principles, and I'm not a man of principles.
You're a whore to the system.
That's right.
I'd like to point out to our listeners that DJ producer Kate is now online and ready to add her own comments as well.
And I'd just like to add that as the only woman in the studio when everyone was trying to find their little pelvic holes, that was extremely interesting.
I don't think I have one. I think I'm
You have a genuine hole.
I'm not sure what I have. I think I'm... That's part of myself that I haven't fully explored, but I'm not sure I have the spot at all.
Katie's off answering the phone, which is not a bad thing.
So are you limited to Pittsburgh, or do you take this show on the road, so to speak?
I've taken it on the road. I mean, I've gone to different cities. I went to New York, to Canada.
You were Miss Toronto in 1994, if I remember my history
yes.
correctly. Interesting.
Excellent. That database we have is getting more and more complete every week.
Well, we update it constantly.
Miss Toronto 1984.
You're young.
You're young.
Well, I'm not that young, but I am young.
Yeah. And now you're Miss Pittsburgh?
I'm nothing right now. I'm running for the title of Miss Three Rivers. I have a lot of runner-ups, and I was Miss Pegasus 1994, Miss Toronto 1994. I was first runner-up to Miss Tilden, first runner-up to Miss Lucky's, second runner-up to Miss Donnie's.
What are these places?
These are other local gay places that I do pageants at. So
I believe you've already established two out of the Three Rivers. Is that right? You're just waiting to become Miss. Is there some sort of series of tasks that you have to perform to become Miss Three Rivers? Do you have to like?
You go through the presentation of wearing an outfit. Then you go through the talent category. Then you go through the evening category.
So it's a lot like the Miss America pageant, for example.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Such as I was going to run for Miss Metropolitan Continental, but these are some pageants where you have to wear bathing suits.
I see.
And sometimes I forget to tuck, and I am just a little bit too bulky down there. And I don't want to wear a bathing suit.
So you get big negative points for being bulky.
Yes. You're not allowed to have a bulge down there.
So I guess so-called well-endowed men, like myself, are at a disadvantage in this case.
I see why you can't find that pelvic hole.
Yeah, there's so much mass down there, it's really hard to find.
DJ Bulky Bulk.
So I hope the interviews in these pageants are a little more substantial than the ones in the television ones.
No, because some of the pageants we do have around
cheesecake,
here.
It's cheesecake, man.
Oh, no. No, we do have some designers who come from out of town, from New York, who are fashion designers, who do our judgings here. But then we get some of the local talents and some of the previous title holders who judge some of these pageants. No, you're not allowed to have bulges. You're not allowed to have hairy armpits and things like that.
Excellent.
What is your solution to hairy armpits? Is it just shaving or is it some kind of Nair? What are we? Some kind
Nair.
Of product?
Nair.
What is Nair?
Nair is something that women use on their legs if they don't want to shave to get the rates, so they don't get nicks on their legs.
That stuff that they have to strip quickly?
Right.
Oh.
Is this the kind of some kind of chemical that dissolves your hair, or is this?
It dissolves the hair and remove the hair. I mean, you take a cloth and wipe it off, but you can't leave it on too long because you can get third-degree burn.
Is this something that you can use on your face for your whiskers, or is that something else, some kind of product that people use?
If your face is very sensitive, you don't want to use that on your face.
Interesting.
The stuff that you rip off is wax one.
That's when you get your eyebrows arched.
Well, I'm so innocent in so many respects. Thank you, Kate.
Sure.
Well, I have to say, I was watching late-night television the other night, and somebody was selling a product that said, some kind of product that you rub on your face for men and for women, for removing unwanted body hair, and I was very fascinated by this because I wouldn't have to shave for a week because it would dissolve all my hair deep into the hair follicles. Is that just like Nair, or is there some kind of...
Yeah, it's something like Nair, but it's not...
Interesting. You better pick some of that up. All right, give us the report.
So, I'm curious about... I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, I'm hearing myself now. I'm curious about, is this a full-time job? Are you a professional?
I don't consider it a full-time job.
Uh-huh.
But out of the year, I can say I perform at least 100 times.
100 times.
Wow.
Wow.
So, wow.
So you got to buy a lot of pantyhose, a lot of duct tape, a lot of razors and things like that.
I can imagine that.
A lot of makeup also.
It doesn't pay that well, and it has a lot of expenses, probably.
Well, if you go out of town and you go to certain cities where they know how to treat female illusionists, and, I mean, you do get paid quite well.
Okay. How do you get paid?
Not sexually.
No, that's not what I mean.
Okay.
I mean,
just
you,
making
it,
sure.
Is it the club?
Taxes or?
No. I mean, does the club pay you? Does it come through tips?
It comes through tip, and the club, I mean, if you're going to a fairly large club, they'll give you the door profits plus your tips.
So a percentage of the door.
Right.
I see.
So, I mean, I can go to Canada and do two numbers and come out of Canada with like $800. And that's only 10 minutes.
Wow.
To where I can do a show at Pegasus or Metropole for hours on hours and probably make about $400.
Seems like you ought to be getting up to Canada more often than not.
Well, I'm going to be taking vacation soon.
So do you have vacation from your other
job,
which of course will
Have you ever contemplated, like, moving to Toronto or wherever and just setting up shop and going?
No, because I don't want to make it a full-time hobby. I mean, I like being a man.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever it's time for me to do a show, I enjoy putting on the show and make the facade. I enjoy, like, making
it. But you don't want it to be a full-time life.
Right, because duct tape do hurt.
Yeah.
That's also, you know?
Ouch.
When your hobbies become full-time, very often you stop liking them so much. So maybe it's a wise decision.
I mean, you don't want to lose yourself. If you're only doing it for the art and the aspect of deceiving some of these people out here.
Yeah,
for the performance, let's say. Deceiving sounds.
Right, when you lose yourself into it and you can think nothing but drag or illusion, you're actually losing yourself and you want to become a woman.
Okay.
And I don't want to become a woman.
Do you have heroes in this business? For example, I saw Jimmy James performing at Pegasus or somewhere a few years ago.
Yeah, Jimmy James performed at Pegasus. Divine is one of my favorites.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, I like RuPaul.
Is Divine still alive?
No.
Okay.
She's still one of my favorites, though.
Uh-huh.
Chi-Chi LaRue.
Right.
I mean, she's like almost like Divine.
So you would like to become sort of a
like a spokesperson.
Is your dream to become a sort of a drag superstar like Chi-Chi?
Yeah.
Or?
Mm-hmm.
Chi-Chi didn't have a private male life, right? Or did she?
At one time, okay. She did.
And to become famous,
and now
she had to give it up.
Now she's a producer, which is sometimes she's in these movies as a man,
uh-huh.
but also as a woman. So.
I guess I was thinking of somebody else who I thought that was her name, but I misplaced it.
Now, my experience of this whole thing is basically based on the movie Paris is Burning. That's all I know about the drag community. Do you have some of the figures in that movie wanted kind of a traditional lifestyle? They wanted the white picket fence. They wanted a mm-hmm. husband. Do you see that kind of domestic dream for yourself?
Well, hopefully, if my other half like wakes up.
Ooh, your other half. So there is some romance in your life right now.
Right now, yes.
Interesting.
Yes. Well, but he doesn't see it right now.
But with him, you're a man, right?
Yes.
So your domestic dream is not the same one as the domestic
right, but,
dream. Right,
but he knows that I'm a female illusionist.
Right.
I mean, when we first met, I asked him, okay, is there anything you would like to know about me? And I said, well, yes, I'm a female impersonator. I'm a female illusionist. And I said, well, is there anything that I need to know about you? And he says, yes, I have 9 body piercings.
It's body piercing?
Yes.
I guess you would find that out sooner or later anyway. So
yeah.
What are these body piercings like?
They're different.
Are there lots of them?
Scrotum?
That's one.
That's one.
The so-called Prince Albert?
That's one.
Wait,
that's another one.
Education time. Go to the files and tell me, what is a Prince Albert?
The Prince Albert is a hole through the penis slit.
The penis.
It's some kind of ring that goes in through the slit.
I saw one guy.
Poor Juan. First, he's got a hole in his crotch.
No.
Now he's got a...
I remember now.
Oh my.
Maybe it's your partner. At Chief, several years ago, there was a guy who always wore sweatpants because he had a fresh piercing, which was, I suppose, a Prince Albert, and he would show it at the bar to anybody who asked.
That sounds like.
Sounds like it could be him.
Sounds like it could be him.
Oh, interesting.
Sounds like it.
Well, I was shocked for 3 days, and I was sure that I was never going to drink again.
Well, he has 4 down there.
4?
Oh,
my.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the purpose of these piercings? Does he wear the piercings during sexual activity?
No, not make him take them out. He would only leave one in. That didn't bother me.
Is that more pleasurable to have these little rings or little studs on? Or?
Not really, if you have fillings.
You mean like a dentist? No.
Right, so it's some kind of terrible metallic reaction.
Oh, I hate that.
Or braces, I guess that could be.
And hopefully it's not raining outside.
Oh, I don't see the connection. Oh, so when it's raining,
ouch.
And we brought you here to talk about female impersonation, but there's another topic that we need to talk about.
No, but I mean that's how it co-imports when you. I mean, sometimes it's very hard for a female illusionist to meet somebody. I mean, it really is because most gay men out there don't want somebody who's portraying a woman. They want another man.
Right.
But then there's men out there who are not, okay, I'll say they're bisexual men.
Right.
They rather be with a female illusionist or a female impersonator.
So is that the status of
is that the your other half your partner?
Well, our relationship is just, I mean, we're together. It doesn't matter that I'm a female illusionist or that he has body piercings. It's just we're together.
So, but in particular, is he turned on by the exciting kind of gender bending that you do, or is that not really very interesting to him?
It's intriguing to him. I mean, he looks at me with like, oh my, you know. And I mean, I can see where I mean it turns him on a little bit, but then it, you know, he still rather sees the man in me.
I mean, I can imagine being excited by someone who, like, looks like a woman, and then you, when you get down to the goods, the actual parts, it's
yeah,
male.
I could imagine that, too.
It's all kind of confusing and interesting. I mean, I was wondering if he's really into that, or if it's just, like, if he's just totally gay and into your completely male side, and the female thing is just not...
Well, he's into the female thing, too.
Interesting, interesting.
I mean, it's hard, because, I mean, like I said, I've gone out with guys who... When they found out that I was a female impersonator, I mean, which I don't actually tell them right off the bag. Right. Like they come to a show and they'll say, oh my God, she's pretty. But then I go in the back and I take it off and I come out and I have like this shadow of makeup on and he'll say, was that you on stage? I'm like, yeah. And I won't ever see him again.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Same reaction that a straight man would have.
Not necessarily.
No?
I've had quite a few straight men.
Ooh.
Who came, but I've...
Nate can't come back.
Oh.
So, that's a very exciting
that's
story for me.
That's yet another wonderful topic. Okay, so, yeah.
So how does that work out? Have you had straight men who are attracted to you initially as...
A woman.
A woman?
And then they find out that, okay, he's a guy... And, I mean, I've slept with him, then I've taken it off, and maybe I ran into him the following week, and I was a guy and not a woman, and we still slept together.
So these can't be truly straight, and they have to be very open-minded, I assume, or bisexual or something.
Very open-minded, because on the same token, I mean, they have girlfriends also, or they're married.
Interesting. This seems like a much more interesting kind of lifestyle than, for example, I lead.
Well, why don't you put on a pair of heels and you'll understand where I'm coming from.
Interesting, interesting. So has this been, emotionally, has this been fulfilling for you or has it been very difficult for you? I mean, what's the...
Stressful.
I mean, imagine a lot of times it could be hard.
Yeah, really hard. I mean, you want to find happiness, and, I mean, you try to find that medium in your life to where, okay, you want people to accept you for who you are, what you do, and not judge you.
Right.
And you're being judged by straight people, you're being judged by gay people, bisexual people, and, I mean, it's always a constant battle. And, I mean... I've just decided in life, you're going to accept me for who I am, whether I do drag or I don't do drag, or whether I'm a man or whether I'm gay. I mean, you have to accept me for the whole thing, not just one certain aspect of my life, the whole thing.
So do you feel like the drag persona is an intimate part of who you are, or is this just a job that you do, or is
well,
something...
it's a part of me, I think, because it's the feminist side of me that comes out.
So this is something that you would, even if there were no shows to go to, you would still have to express that somehow, do you think?
Probably, yeah.
That's interesting.
By throwing on a wig, or not so much playing with pantyhose, but throwing on a wig, or going to, like... cachets and trying on a gown and say, oh my, I have a nice curve. Right. And then putting it back on a rack and saying, okay, that's my little bit of femininity for today. Time to go home.
So this is incredibly fascinating. I mean, I think there are a lot of gay men who don't feel that they have a feminine side at all. That is, they feel like they're happy being men or whatever.
But there's a lot of straight men out there also who have feminine qualities that they hide.
Interesting.
I mean, there's men out there who they'll hide behind their doors and they'll slip that share someone of their wife, and they'll say, okay, but as soon as they know that, oh, it's time for the wife to come home, they'll take it off and act the norm again.
Interesting.
Well, and I've seen people who went to football games, man, and they would come back and they would do a little YMCA or ABBA show or something. I mean, mm-hmm.
I mean,
you don't have to be gay to.
Well, I think we need to do a show about you. I don't know. We got to get everything out in the open.
There's nothing to say about me.
Do you have a soft side? That I mean, you like to feel like something silky or sure next to you.
What do you mean? Do I have a soft side?
I'm just asking.
Do I have a hard side?
I've seen one in drag more than once. I think.
I've seen one in drag more than once. I've actually kissed one.
Please, this is public radio. I'm getting nauseous.
So the drag that I do in Halloween is terrible.
Yeah, on Halloween.
It's grotesque, and I do it that way because I know I couldn't do it right, like you would. But if I knew...
You don't actually pass as a woman. I mean, no one would mistake you for a woman.
I know I couldn't because I don't know how to do it, and then I make it grotesque on purpose to make sure nobody thinks I'm trying to pass. But if I knew how to do it right, I would probably do it right, and I would probably try it. I would get a great kick out of some man hitting on me.
Getting your eyebrows arched and somebody showing you how to contour your cheeks to give you that lift. And
I think you need to take a trip to Casa de Opulence.
Casa de Opulence.
You know, Juan, I have a friend that started dressing up in drag just for Halloween one year, and now he does it on a regular basis when he goes out every weekend.
Oh, my.
I think you're going down that road.
Is he straight? Well, okay.
He says he's a lesbian in a man's body.
That's what I say in Halloween, too, but that's too easy a line. You
know? No, he says it all the time now. In fact, every time I see him, he talks about how much he wants to be female.
And what is his name?
His name is Yancey.
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 Yeah. I don't know if I should say that over here or not, but he can't hear me, so, you know, what's he going to
do? His name doesn't ring a bell.
He doesn't live here anymore. He lives in Maryland.
Okay. So there's some kind of... Do you think there is some kind of slippery slope? Once you start dressing as a woman,
yes,
you could perhaps never go back.
Well, I mean, when you start performing, I always say, I'm going to go perform once, I'm going to quit. Well, you never quit. It's like a bug. Once you're bitten, you continuously do it.
So how did it go with Yancey?
He's just getting progressively more involved in it, you know, starting to wax and do other things. He likes to wear short skirts a lot and wigs.
How did he go from Halloween to doing a day that wasn't Halloween?
Arbor Day.
Honestly, I'm not really sure. It was after he moved to Maryland, and he just really enjoyed it when he did it, you know, the costume, and now it's like just something that he really likes, makes him feel good.
So once somebody tells you you're beautiful in drag.
Yeah, everybody was telling him what a great buddy he had.
Then you're going to do it more, and you're going to get those compliments constantly, so you're going to continue to do it, and it's going to make you feel good about yourself, so you're going to do it more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think women tend to get more, like, physical compliments than men do in general. And it's a nice thing. It's a nice feeling when you get them, whether you're man or female.
Yeah, I certainly like the few I've gotten over the years. I certainly have gotten a lot.
The three I've gotten.
Well, it was mostly from gay men, too, so...
Same.
Yeah, I guess if you're...
Are you going to do it again?
Oh, for sure. I think I would really like it to do it right, but I know I'm not going to go through the trouble of arching my eyebrows and putting...
I mean, well, you
get the duct tape.
I mean,
forget the duct tape.
Well, no, just about three or four pair of pantyhose on, and you, like, stick it between your legs, and then I'll duct tape it and pull real hard. Give you that flat, smooth front.
Smooth, I'm not ready for that yet. The slippery stuff may be starting, but I still have to get to the bottom. But there's another pleasure that I imagine Yancey gets also. At least that's the way I think about it when I think of it. And it is to be able to attract people that you're not attracted to, just through sheer will, you know?
Well, like you're always going to get that. If you're beautiful, you're always going to get that. You're going to find somebody out there who's maybe short, stumpy, and, like, bald.
That would be me.
Drooling on you, saying, oh, my God, you're flawless.
No, but to do it through will, not let it happen and notice it, but to actually provoke it. Somebody who's not attracted to you will be attracted to you, even though you don't really care. That's really cold. That's making me shiver. I don't know. But
you want to do it, though, man. I can see it.
So, but going back to this men being soft and... Okay, so men who are gay wanting to be very male and also some straight men wanting to be a little female. I think that's totally right. Don't you guys agree over there?
I mean, would you do drag? I mean, do you have a feminine side of you that, like, wants to feel something soft and sheer against your body?
I think I have done drag before, but not in the same kind of way that he's done it.
So now you're letting it out.
I'm letting it all out.
Explain. So you try to do it right instead of going...
No. I'm saying in your way, just dressed as a woman, but for fun, like a Halloween kind of thing.
Right, right.
Yeah. So, but never taking it further than that. But I mean, I thought it was kind of fun. Just the role reversal was kind of
it's great.
Fun to me.
You can act it all the way. It's wonderful. But why did you do it? It's not original.
It's not original?
No, to dress as a woman is not original. We must have other...
I don't know. I think it's a kind of a curiosity.
And what's original?
Just to
see, we're all stereotyping. We're going by the norm. Men are not supposed to dress like women.
Well, but in Halloween, it happens.
For Halloween, that's only in Gothic time, though.
Ah.
See,
I mean, we're not in Transylvania. We're here in Pittsburgh.
Oh, no!
So we have to make the best of it.
This is so ironic to me. I mean, yes. Suddenly I'm in the minority. I'm in a room full of people who all do drag.
And you're the lone straight guy.
I'm not even remotely interested in drag, I don't think, and I just can't imagine the appeal of it.
Well, see, you don't know unless you try.
Have you ever wanted to dress like anything other than yourself? No.
Have you ever wanted to be Batman? Have you ever wanted to be Superman?
No, I've wanted to be, you know, River Phoenix, maybe.
But not for the dress, not for the act, I wanted to be sort of beautiful
and
riding my own private hoe.
Exactly. I mean, I've wanted to be beautiful and sexy, but I don't think I've ever wanted to be female. I've wanted to be a really fabulous male before.
But do you have a soft side of you?
Do you
have a feminist side of you? Like
I don't know. I have a sensitive side, I suppose, but I don't know if I'd call it a feminine side.
I have
no interest in putting on hose or makeup or...
But you don't know that until you try.
Well, I guess so, but I don't think I would think it would be fun.
I mean, you put on those tights when you go running. I mean...
That's true. I do like my spandex, the way it hugs my...
That's the same way pantyhose does. They snug fit.
Yeah?
You're halfway there.
Interesting.
Just come to me and I'll do the makeover.
Oh my, well, perhaps we should all dress up as our female alter egos for a future show.
Except Kate. She will dress as a man.
I think that'd be kind of interesting, actually. I wouldn't mind trying that.
Excellent. You see?
In fact, I think it would be interesting to go out with a guy dressed as a woman and be dressed as a man. Like,
You would want to do it right, right?
Yeah, I would. I'd want to know that I could get away with people thinking that I was actually a man and not saying, oh, look at that woman trying to be a man.
Without attracting too much attention.
I think you could probably do it.
I don't know. You haven't seen me from the waist down yet. That'd be kind of hard.
What does that mean?
It means that I think it's harder for, let's say, more voluptuous women to look like men, because
no.
Maybe it's just me. I don't have practice in it, so
two words: duct tape. Okay.
It's called.
Oh, we won't use duct
bone
tape
structure.
On that part.
Okay. You know that hole that you have in your chest? Well,
you just tuck everything into that.
Sure.
Well, no. We just use an ace bandage and wrap those down. We don't use duct tape.
Yeah.
That would be too harsh.
Yeah. I mean, I can imagine strapping that down, but like just hips in general. I mean, that seems to me to be kind of hard to hide.
You got those wide Burthen kind of hips.
Yeah, child-rearing hips.
Well, we'll just wear baggy pants and make it.
Maybe. Maybe that would work. I don't know. I think it'd be fun.
I would like our shy little radio listeners to encourage them to call in. We have just a few minutes left. 621-WRCT. That's 9728. Please call in and share your thoughts with Tasha.
Well, in fact, we have had one caller who was too shy to go on the air but did leave their question with me. And it was whether or not there are any pictures of Tasha in her full regalia on the internet.
Ooh.
No, but I can.
Are you willing to help us put one up?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. And we'll be sure to credit you properly. I'd like to. I have a little beef with our listeners, which is we're increasingly discovering that there are a lot of closet listeners.
Lot of closet listeners out there who are just like sitting there saying, okay, I want to do this, but I can't. I want to call, but I can't. What are my friends or what are my peers going to say? I mean, who has to know you're behind closed doors?
Yeah. If you could claim you were Maui.
Yeah, for example.
People recognize Carpe Diem, seize the day.
I'd like to give the latest two examples that popped up this week. There is some guy we don't know who sent us email, a very long email, right?
Yes. Some guy sends very personal, very, very moving email sharing his experiences and saying he was a longtime Loveline listener.
And there is the other one. Just coming in, I walked in. The building is closed here after a certain time in the summer. And this janitor screamed at me across the hallway and told me that the building was closed. And I went and said, I know, I'm going to the radio station. And he said, you're going to the radio station? You know they're having transvestites there tonight?
So this guy knew.
This guy knew. The janitor knew, the guy who cleans the building all night. So we have a lot of listeners who are not... We would feel so warm if you reached out and called us once in a while, please.
We need love, too.
People need to open up. I mean, sometimes you have to, like, look over your shoulder and say, who cares what my peers are saying? Just be yourself. You know, there's gay, there's straight, there's bisexuals, there's transgenders out there who, I mean, we're here to help everyone.
And I'd like to say, too, that there are also people who conform to the social norm, which we'll get to them someday, one of these days.
Right.
You know? Yeah. We're looking for people, but, you know, we can't find them. It's difficult.
So please call in. We have a few minutes left.
So as sort of one of the final questions, how are your friends and family feeling about this lifestyle? Are they supportive generally, or?
Well, I mean, all my friends are supportive. My mother wants me to stop. Mm. I mean, she's like, "You're a man. You're a gay man. You don't need to dress up like a woman." I mean, I had her come to one of my shows, and I mean, she was in like amazed at how much of a woman that I looked. And she was like, "You have to quit. You really have to quit." I had a son, not a daughter.
So she's already comfortable with the idea of being a gay man. I mean, lots of parents have problems with that.
I mean, she's very supportive, but she wants me to stop doing
the female
illusion. So I'm like, slowly but surely, I'm getting out of it. I'm getting old, so.
To getting old, so what does that mean? Are you saying that old people don't have a...
Well, no, I'm not saying that they don't. I'm just saying that the 6-inch heels are like... very, very hard on my legs, so...
You look at least 30 years younger than Tina Turner is. So you shouldn't worry too much.
You're lying to me.
No, I'm not.
Well, I have makeup on.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good. We're quite hard.
Only kidding.
Well, so why don't we go over your performances if you'd like. I'd like to go again. So it was the 24th?
The 24th at Heaven.
At Heaven, that's on the 6th Street downtown.
Right, and also August 27th at Pegasus, which is also downtown on Liberty Avenue. Mm-hmm. And next Wednesday, which I'm not sure what the date is, I'm also at Pegasus.
Next Wednesday from today or the one after?
No, next Wednesday from today.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I'm in a benefit show there for Miss Sterling, Miss Pittsburgh 1997.
Mm-hmm. And you're not the only act? There's
several acts. Yes.
So it would be a nice combo dish if somebody
definitely.
Who would like to go to the first one.
What time would we show up for these?
Okay, for the one I'd have, you would show up around 8:30, 8:45. The shows start promptly at 9:00.
P.M. or A.M.?
P.M. Okay.
And the
Pegasus at 11. Drag time 11:30.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, when somebody's doing drag, they're not fashionably on time.
They're not fashionably on time.
Right. Because we're trying to portray a woman, so we have that extra half an hour.
Oh, I resent that comment.
I'm sorry.
So you are fashionably on time.
I'm always on time because I try to be a perfectionist.
Uh-huh.
Mm. I mean, that's why I can get away with looking like a woman.
Okay, that's better.
Forgiven by the producer is a very important thing. Well, so our chicken listeners, who we love, each and every one of you, have been called. So maybe it's time to close this shutdown.
So I think we should all try to share, as is our tradition, share a little closing thought with our listeners. I would just like to say, from my perspective, be yourself. Don't be afraid to express your softer side. And life is short. Wear the pantyhose. Don't be afraid.
I'd like just to say that I think I'm going to run home and put on a bra.
And me, I would just like to say, if you want to be a man, be a man. If you want to be a woman, at least try it one time.
One temporary time. That's excellent. And I only want to thank you, Tasha, Kang, the Opulence.
Thank you.
For being present here today and opening, resolving some of the big questions that I've been thinking about for a long time. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, fabulous listeners. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Mary and George.
A production of WRCT Public Affairs. Listen every day at 5 p.m. for fine WRCT Public Affairs programming, only on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. If you have comments or questions regarding this or any WRCT Public Affairs program, send them to WRCT.